care. Stratton needed someone to blame, and Kale was target number one, since his software was used to run background checks on the agents. As a result, Kale's contract with the U.S. government had been suspended, pending a full investigation. He knew he'd be cleared eventually because the government needed him way more than Kale needed them. Kale had been escorted out of the White House by the First Lady, Tate Stratton, who apologized repeatedly for her husband. President Stratton knew it wasn't Kale's fault, but he had to play politics, especially when the director of the CIA brought up the contract and placed the blame on Kale. He'd dared Stratton to say it wasn't Kale, but then he'd have to admit what Kale really did for the government. Kale understood. He understood politics. His best friends were the royal family of a small country. He understood that Stratton was sorry and didn't have any other choice but to hang him out to dry. If Stratton admitted what Kale did, Stratton would have to admit to the Black Ops team, too. So Kale shouldered the blame. It still pissed him off, though. Kale headed to nearby Quantico and the small bar owned by Elizabeth and Dalton Cage instead of going to his home in D.C. Elizabeth had started the president's Black Ops team, but now mostly ran this bar in the small town of Quantico. She dabbled every now and then in missions, but was focused on being a parent most of all. Kale was from the small town of Kingston, Kentucky. It was full of good food, gossip, military, CIA, law enforcement, and a PTA mom who had a knack for hitting terrorists with her car. Kale came to this bar when he was in D.C. and needed the comfort of home. Quantico was not only home to a Marine training base, but it was also the home of both the FBI Academy and the DEA Training Academy. The talk around him at the bar made him feel at home.
"Hey, Lizzie, this young man looks like he needs a drink. Put it on my tab."
The elderly black man with white hair and a mischievous smile slapped Kale on the back.
"Thanks, Buzz," Kale said with a sigh as Buzz took his usual seat at the bar.
Kale had been to the bar enough to know its regulars. Snip, Buzz's best friend and sometime military haircutting rival, took the seat next to Buzz at the other end of the bar and sent him a sympathetic look as Elizabeth served Kale a bourbon.
"I heard Birch called you in and read you the riot act. It's bullshit," she told him.
"I know it is, but I also understand why he had to do it," Kale said before tossing back the bourbon.
Elizabeth poured him another drink.
"Doesn't make it right. I already called and did my own yelling. We do hard work that no one can know about, and we expect him to have our back."
"Someone pointed the finger at me, Elizabeth," Kale said on a whisper.
Elizabeth got serious quickly as she leaned across the bar.
"Who?"
she asked.
"I don't know. The director of the CIA brought it to Stratton. Not only that, the chair of the Congressional Intelligence Committee also pointed the finger at me and interrogated me on exactly what I did for such a price they paid me. That's what forced Stratton to suspend my contract."
"Well, crap."
Elizabeth poured herself a drink and tossed it back.
"Someone wants you out. Who even knows what you do?"
"Just the president's guard," he told her, naming their black ops team. "And Sebastian Abel," he said of the tech billionaire.
Elizabeth shook her head.
"Look, I know Sebastian can be cold, and I know he operates in the gray area, but he wouldn't betray you. His wife heads up the president's guard, for Pete's sake. He bought into one of your companies, didn't he?"
"Yes," Kale admitted. "No one else has the ability to know what I..."
Kale paused and sucked in a breath.
"What? Who?"
Elizabeth asked, dropping her voice as a group of Marines walked by.
"The Panther."
"Your nemesis?"
Kale nodded.
"The Panther is the only one with the ability to search government files like that. Technically, it's public record that the government pays me, but it's under a company name and my name is very well hidden. Yet two people show up with my name on their lips. Only the Panther could do that. They must be up to something and want me out. I have to warn Stratton."
"No,"
Elizabeth said.
"If this person is that good, we can't have you tied to Stratton. It could put the whole team at risk if they dig further. Let me call Tate. She can tell Birch."
Kale frowned into his bourbon as Elizabeth headed into the closet, which was really a soundproof and bug-proof room, to call Tate.
Damn it.
Yes, Kale found enough of the Panthers.